Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today's inspiration is based on Luke 24:29. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The disciples had to tarry, staying in Jerusalem until the day of Pentecost, not only for their own preparation, but because they had to wait until the Lord was actually glorified. And as soon as he was glorified, what happened? Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Acts 2:33. The statement in John 7:39, for the Holy Spirit has not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified, does not pertain to us. The Holy Spirit has been given. The Lord is glorified. Amen. Our waiting is not dependent on the providence of God, but on our own spiritual fitness. The Holy Spirit's influence and power were at work before Pentecost. But he was not here. Once our Lord was glorified in his ascension, the Holy Spirit came into the world, and he has been here ever since. We have yet to receive the revealed truth that he is here. The attitude of receiving and welcoming the Holy Spirit into our lives is to be the continual attitude of a believer. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive reviving life from our ascended Lord. Are you walking in that today? Are you walking in that reviving life? Whether you feel like it or not, it's not based on feelings, it's based on faith and living it out. We should be walking in that continual attitude of a believer. People should be able to see us from miles away, walking down the street to see you, and they say, well, you know, there's something different about that person. I know a brother and sister who go to my fellowship who they were at a restaurant having dinner in Maryland, or lunch. I think it was lunch in Maryland a number of weeks back. Or with their children. And the waitress was just so bubbly and happy and, you know, just joyful, just joy all over her face. And the wife said to her husband and children, she said, you know, said, I think she's a believer. Yeah, she must be a Christian. She must be a believer. And children said, no, she's not a – well, when she came back and brought them their drinks or the bill, like maybe it was the bill, she said, are you a Christian? And she said, oh, yes, of course I am. You know, and I remember – and the children were just astonished. Like, what? How did you not – you know? It was just a valuable lesson for the children. You know, there was something, you know, there's that – that, you know, a believer's to be glowing. I mean, you know, we shouldn't, if we're grumbly, if we're, I guess, you know, walking in the things that we're supposed to take off, you know, we're not walking in the fruit, we need to take that to the Lord in prayer, you know, and walk out the life of a true believer. We're called to a greater purpose. You know, may the fruit abound in our lives. May we not walk as the world under any circumstances at any time. The baptism of the Holy Spirit does not make you think of time or eternity. It is one amazing, glorious now. This is eternal life, that they may know you. Begin to know him now and never finish. Begin to know him, everything about him. May we just soak it up and really just come to know the truth of who he is, his nature. May we have that true concept of God, of who he truly is. And if you're struggling in that, stick your face in the Word. get on your knees and take it to him. He wants to hear from you. Let us not just go through the motions. It's so easy to just go through the motions in this life. Yes, truly, truly have a relationship with Abba Father. Thank you for joining us today for the Daily Inspiration. Have a great day. And join us for the Saturday morning Bible study.